there are different aspects to the mitzvah of milah. So we know there's the milah part, and then there's the priya. As the Mishnah says, "Malvelo para ki ilo lo mal." So that's a discussion. Is really nothing, or is not enough. But the bottom line is there are two parts of priya. Priya we actually learned out from Yehoshua, imo liushenis, something like that. That it talks about it's halacha. Tosis points out, how could Yehoshua make up a new halacha? So no, it's halacha Moshe Misinai that he revealed it then. So there's a mitzvah milah and the mitzvah of priya. So there was an old minhag, maybe some still do it today. I haven't seen it. Where you want them to give kibudim, so you get two mohalim. One does the milah, and one does the priya. And that was the practice at certain points. So the shaila was, what about if it's a milah on Shabbos? If it's a milah shalom bismana, you can't do anything on Shabbos. Let's say it's a milah bismana on Shabbos. So could you have two mohalim? Like, what's the issue? So first of all, it seems to be machokas machaber rama. The machaber seems to say no, and the rama says you can. What's in the kudas hamachokas? The issue is, it's the famous debate whether Shabbos is hutra u dechuya. In other words, the Rav Yosef Cairo seems to hold that really it's Shabbos, but the mitzvah milah is doche, pushes off the Isser. But there's a conflict and we need the mitzvah. So that's only someone who's doing the mitzvah. Someone who's doing the milah, the kiyama mitzvah isn't happening until the priya. So the one who's doing milah, he'd be, in theory, be mechal o Shabbos. So hence the Machaber writes, no two moholim on Shabbos. And the Ramah disagrees and says, this is how you can do it during the week. You can do it as well on Shabbos. Because he holds it's hutra, that review today is Tuesday. The same way you do it on Tuesday, you do it today. Where does the Rama know? Because he says, that's the lach we have by Karban HaSiba, or by Kavul HaZman, Tamid HaMusafim, that the lach is, you're allowed to bring Karbanos on Shabbos, and Karbanos involve a lot of Chilul Shabbos. You got to do the Shechita, you got to do the Kabbalah Saddam, the Zrika Saddam, the different parts of the Karbanos. So the one who's doing shechita or an earlier stage is not getting the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not done until later. So how is he allowed to do it? We see that by definitely rewriting karbanos, etc. Even the Machaber agrees to that. So everyone agrees by karbanos sibor, the ones you have to bring, that it's hutra, and therefore many people could do it. So the Rama equates karbanos to miwa, and the Machaber disagrees. So that's that'd be the Nafka Mina, where it's Hutra Techuya, whether you could have two Mohalim, because if it's Techuya, so the first Mo is not doing any mitzvah, so therefore you can't do it. According to the Rama, you can. In fact, again, I don't know if it's still true, there was a minig in Yerushalayim that even if they didn't use two Mohalim during the week, they Dafka used it on Shabbos to show we passed in like the Rama, that at least the Gabi Mila, it is Hutra and not Techuya. And that's how some want to point out. That's the whole, that's the carbon Nisano regarding, you know, what connecting the issue of Kal Tchila to whether there, in other words, there's a Marami Runberg who talks about the issue of if you only have treif in front of you and you have a kosher animal in front of you and you have to do shechita and Shabbos, so which one's better? So Pashtis, it's deraisa. I mean, no, they're both deraisa. Pashtis, that Shabbos is worse than eating treif. However, the Maram's chiddush is it's quality versus quantity. It's true Shabbos is worse, but you only have to machal Shabbos once, the shechita. But eating treif, every kezayis is usher. So therefore, that's how he learns kal tchila. So that's how some learn, that's the Chanukah, the Torah learns, that's the Pabbi Avraham Avinu. What was he concerned? That to tell Paro that Sarah is my sister. The concern was that Paro was Paro was from, he was religious, and he didn't want to violate Eish Es Ish. But he, so therefore, better to be over murder, and then I could live with sorrow all the time, and each time I'd be over it. So that's how some were. And others say it's not quality versus, it's Hutra versus Dechuya. The Avnei Nezer wants to tie it into whether Ein Somchen Al Anes or Somchen Al Anes. That if it's Ein Somchen Al Anes, I have to do everything I can. So that's Hutra. If it's Somchen Al Anes, that's Dechuya. That's a whole discussion over there. In terms of how you learn that Gemara. But either way, here that's the Machlokes here, the Rama and the Mechaber, whether it's Hutra or Dechuya. I think the Vilna Gaon says it, the Bir Hagra, and the Efrat and Afkamina would be according to the Mechaber. You could have two Mohalim during the week, but you can't have it on Shabbos. And the Rama asks, "Afilu b'Shabbos, one can have two Mohalim." And the Minhag in Yerushalayim at some point was that Yadav can use Tumalim to show that Lach is like the Ramah, that it's Hutra.